It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kendall Jenner posted a photo of a love letter someone sent her on Instagram that showed a piece of paper resting on a red tile surface. The name of the mystery man is blacked out, so the admirer is anonymous to the rest of us. The correspondence was penned in perfect cursive handwriting. It looks like a chick wrote it because the handwriting is that perfect. Although I am a girl and my handwriting looks like dog you know what. I have horrible handwriting, but the letter says, "Dear Kendall, we may be miles apart, but my love for you grows stronger and stronger by the minute. My innermost feeling is love for you. I will love you until death separates us. Right now, the separation is killing me, but in my heart, I know that nothing could come close to separating us. We are united into one forever, body and soul, and I want you to know that I love you from the deepest part of my heart." And then it was signed Love Blank, but the name was crossed out. Kendall has recently been spending time with Philadelphia 76ers player Ben Simmons, but it's unclear if he was the author of this message. Allegedly, the two of them are in no rush to label any part of their relationship, although they have been seeing each other regularly. I don't know if it's this guy or not, but whoever's saying, you know, till death do us part, it sounds like some marriage vows right there.
I'm gonna kill you.
I don't think it's like that. Okay. I mean, it was a really sweet letter, but I am curious to know who wrote it. Chance the Rapper announced on Instagram that he's going on a sabbatical so he can get closer to God. He said, "I'm on a plane headed out of the country. I'm going away to learn the word of God, which I am admittedly very unfamiliar with." Chance, whose real name is Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, says he's taking it upon himself to study the Bible in full and starting off with the first 5 or more books. He hopes to pass along his knowledge to the next generation of Bennett men. He also plans to give up smoking during this time away. Since the announcement, Chance has been posting messages from the Bible and images of his daughter at what appears to be a secluded sanctuary. While it is unclear how long Chance's sabbatical will last, he's releasing new music. He does have an upcoming show slated for December 20th in his hometown of Chicago. Miley Cyrus is smoking weed again thanks to her mom, Tish. The singer revealed to Billboard in May of 2017 that she stopped smoking marijuana, but now she says she is smoking again thanks to her mom, who regularly sparks up. She said that she smokes every now and then. I am disappointed by this because I just feel like, you know, Miley was on she was nuts for those couple years straight. And I was so excited when she finally was like, "I'm sober, I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking." And she seemed so much better. She just seemed like a better version of herself. And now I'm scared that she's going to spiral into the
You think it's going to be a gateway
teddy bear
drug
humping again.
And get her back into the twerky worky?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm worried about. And on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon last night, Vanessa Hudgens revealed her plans for her 30th birthday party.
"I have this fantasy of having a Lord of the Rings theme party where I'm like Galadriel with the white hair and I'm floating into my birthday party."
Yeah.
"And there's like a harpist playing and like
yes.
elves everywhere."
Coming up in less than an hour, Kim Kardashian opened up about her ecstasy days.